Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 7, starting in verse 7 and ending in verse 13. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Well then, am I suggesting that the law of God is sinful? Of course not. In fact, it was the law that showed me my sin. I would never have known that coveting is wrong if the law had not said, "You must not covet." But sin used this command to arouse all kinds of covetous desires within me. If there were no law, sin would not have that power. At one time I lived without understanding the law. But when I learned the command not to covet, for instance, the power of sin came to life, and I died. So I discovered that the law's commands, which were supposed to bring life, brought spiritual death instead. Sin took advantage of those commands and deceived me. It used the commands to kill me. But still, the law itself is holy, and its commands are holy and right and good. But how can that be? Did the law, which is good, cause my death? Of course not. Sin used what was good to bring about my condemnation to death. So we can see how terrible sin really is. It uses God's good commands for its own evil purposes. Once again, that was Romans chapter 7 verses 7 through 13 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Sin is the desire to do anything other than God's will. It is rebellion, selfishness, impatience, arrogance, and greed. In these chapters, Paul almost personifies sin as a force inside of us that tries like a tyrant to take over our lives and destroy us. Sin takes the good things of God and twists them. The law of God is good, but it is used by sin to make us want to do what is wrong. So, the law becomes part of the problem. This is why following the rules is never enough. Sin is not just breaking the rules, it is the force of will that wants to disobey God. Sin lives in us, and can only be overcome by God living in us. Only He can change our nature. Christ died not only to forgive our sins but transform our nature. Therefore, we die to our old lives, as we read in the previous devotional in verse 4, and live new lives in Him, as Paul writes in verse 6. We follow not the law but the Spirit, which fulfills the rules and more. Sin is still twisting the good things of God. People use church, the Bible, others, food, and even helping those in need for their own selfishness and twisted intentions. But for those who have been transformed by Christ, everything can be enjoyed in its purpose, and life can be something to celebrate. This is not just a matter of perspective, it is transformation. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is the difference between following the rules and following the Holy Spirit? Where in your life do you need to be on guard against twisting the good things of life for your own selfishness, image, or power? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.